In this week's parsha, we get the building of the Jewish nation and the building of Yaakov Avinu's wealth. We get the whole story of all, or most of the tribe, followed by a whole description with lots of detail and more in Rashi on how Yaakov Avinu got wealthy. Both of them, despite the fact that Laban tried messing everything up, if you take things quite literally, the birth of Yaakov Avinu's family came about primarily because of the competition between Rachel and Leah, which wouldn't have been were it not for Lavan. There was no thought of Yaakov Avinu marrying two or four. It was all because Lavan tricked him. The way the psukim presented, we have that Chazal saying that they all knew there were going to be 12, but the way the psukim presented, and one is supposed to study on a pshat level as well. That's what Rashi does for us all the time. The way it's presented is as competition. Because Lavan gives Yaakov Avinu Leah instead of Rachel. Vayar Hashem ki snu aleya, she gives her children. So then Rachel has to give her shifcha, and then Leah gives hers, and there's trading. The wealth, it's all miraculous. Dafka, because Lavan is constantly changing the deal. Yaakov says he saw. Miraculously, Hashem makes him have this whole herds, and trades them. Becomes a very wealthy person. But the way the psukim presented, it is all as a reaction to the way he's being treated by Lavan. Yaakov Avinu, of all the Avos, Yaakov Avinu is the one who is only the Av of Klal Yisrael. No other family can claim that he's theirs. Yaakov Avinu is Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael was built on Dafka. Because of what they've done to us. Because we're being tricked. Not just despite, but because. Last week we talked about how Yaakov is the Av of Emes, of truth. Yaakov is the Av of Torah as well. To us, they're one and the same. Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oholi. And Yaakov Avinu's entire future, beginning with the brachas, and then going into building his family and building his wealth, all living under hatred, deception. Why did it have to be that? All right, I understand. Even though they hate us, and even though they torture us, despite it all, we survive, and that's nice and that's wonderful. But it seems like it's the only way. Why can't it be different? What's wrong with Derech HaMelech, the royal path? Yaakov Ishtam Yosef Olim. The answer is that that's Olam Haba. That's not this world. Perhaps a little before Olam Haba. Yimos HaMashiach. Achris HaYamim. But until we get there, that's not the path. That's too simple. Okay, so we have to work hard. But why is it so necessary? We're dealing with the success of Yaakov Avinu, which is, of course, every bit of it to Yaakov Avinu was ruchnius, but essentially we're dealing with his family and his wealth, which are material. Material to Yaakov, of course, had no value on its own. It's only because of what it served. Nowhere does it say that Yaakov Avinu had a hard time finding Emes, that Yaakov Avinu had a hard time becoming Yaakov Avinu. Of course it was work. We struggle for Gashmias. It's part of this world. But Hashem is close by. There's hashkacha all along and a feeling of it. The idea that the physical world has to bend itself and take care of our needs in order that we attain our spiritual heights, well, although it's true, it should theoretically be so, we see here that it's not so. We see from Yaakov Avinu that it's just not so. Hashem wouldn't have it that way. There's got to be an Esav and there's got to be a lover. It's got to be. How come? Why is it that Gashmias doesn't bend for us? What about all the stories of the miracles people performed? Read stories of tzaddikim, whether they be the different admorim, the leaders of chassidus. You read the Sfardi stories of der gedolim, people flying on magic carpets, jumping into wells and ending up in another country. Why did Yaakov Avinu have to suffer so much? Why couldn't it just be presto? You get everything. He got, but look what he had to put up with. Let me ask another question. Could Yaakov Avinu, could he have done better? Could he have taken his magic carpet? Yaakov Avinu was at least as great as all these people they tell stories about. So why don't you just do all kinds of miracles? do we have to waste time? Waste time taking care of Gashmias. Such a waste. Especially Yaakov Avinu. Why couldn't he do better? I am sure he was bigger than any Admor there ever was. Any Admor and any Faitam. I don't think anyone would argue with me. I don't think anyone's going to be insulted when I say that. Yaakov Avinu describes the way he worked for Lavan. He says, the blazing sun by day and the ice at night, the frost at night. I didn't sleep. Now this is the Yaakov Avinu who went to learn and at the beginning of this parasha sleeps for the first time in years. Now he's up all night working. What's that all about? Why did he bother? Is that what Hashem wanted for Yaakov Avinu? We would all like for Avoda to be limited to sitting and learning and davening and feeling close to Hashem. And everything else is nuisance. That is not what this world is all about. This is an essential aspect of developing the emes of Yaakov Avinu. This is an essential element in developing Yaakov Avinu as an amud, as a pillar of emes upon which all of Klal Yisrael is going to stand. Be it the integrity that he had in working for Lavan, despite the fact that this man had cheated him out of everything. The idea of being there and not learning from him. The beginning of next week's parsha, Chazal described that part of the message he sends to Esav is that I remained observant next to Lavan. In Lavan garti, and Chazal say, v'taryag mitzvot shamarti. Everything is heaven sent for the sake of growing. Everything is heaven sent for the sake of developing, challenging, bringing to earth everything that the human being has accumulated in greatness, putting it into life. It's got to be. The story of Yaakov Avinu in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever is Torah Shebal Peh. There's no reference to it in the Chumash. One time it says, Yishtam Yoshev Aholim. And the rest of the time, we see Yaakov Avinu struggling through life. This is another piece of his Beis Medrash. The world. Working for Lavan. Working for a man that swindles you out of everything. And doing it right. No, Yaakov Avinu didn't try any magic carpets. Whatever his shtadlus he did was straightforward. And what happened at the end? Hashem came along, sent angels. Pressing buttons to take care of our physical needs. Using all sorts of magic, whatever it is, secrets, schools, just get it out of the way. It's not what I'm here for. I'm here to learn, and everything else is a nuisance. And I will push away all my problems, presto, with some secret I've learned. That's not what it's all about. Everything that Hashem sends, He sends for a purpose. And it's not a coincidence. This entire parsha is made of the struggles of Yaakov Avinu. In Gashmis, they are the building of Yaakov Avinu and the development of the yesod of what Yaakov Avinu is. This is life to the Jew. Everything a challenge, everything a piece of growth. No nuisances. This is where we develop. Even if we end up spending most of our time learning, if we don't know how to deal with the stuff outside, if we don't recognize that you have to learn to work like a Yaakov Avinu, you have to learn to be a person like Yaakov Avinu. If you can't do that, then you're not really growing and not really becoming great. And of course, there's an avod in making sure that the way you learn is looking for truth. Of course, in our learning, there's a temptation to be superficial. There's a temptation to find the spectacular, even though it doesn't really fit what it says. We're tempted to do all sorts of nice things in our learning that are exciting and easy. And real learning, finding the emes, takes a lot of discipline. And there are disappointments along the way, and there's so much one can grow from that. If one can take that experience and then apply it to everything he does, will you live with integrity? Will you live with integrity despite the fact that everyone around you is shortchanging you? Despite the fact that it's not fair, despite the fact that there's frustration. And why is it that the people who have always choose the wrong guys? And why is it? Why is it that it's so much easier to get things done when you're on the wrong side than the right one? If we're capable of taking our true search for emes, our uncompromising search for emes, if we're capable of taking that and put that into the way we live, then we found emes and we found Torah. Integrity in working for someone dishonest. Integrity in dealing with people that are different than us, that aren't looking for emes. Integrity and wisdom. Yaakov is the midah of emes. And more than any of the others, he's the one that has to put up with it. Avraham Avinu got royal treatment. Yitzchak Avinu, he was untouchable. After the Akedah, Yaakov Avinu was full of troubles. And yet Yaakov is MS Torah. In Chesed you give. In Gvur you give of yourself. And in MS you learn to put up with. You learn to struggle. chesed is developing the sense of wanting to give and share. Gvura is willing to give yourself up. Emes is being able to see through things and endure. Endurance is part of chesed. Excuse me, it's part of emes. It's one and the same. It's the same struggle. You've got to learn it in your learning and exhibit it in the rest of your life. Surviving the world, surviving the jungle, and not turning into an animal, that's emes. And of course, to develop it, you've got to be an Ishtam Yoshe Vaholim, and you've got to run to Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, because it's a confusing place. Because it's very tempting to spend your whole life outsmarting all the cheaters around you and becoming dishonest yourself. It's so tempting, because you stand for truth, to feel that you have the right. You have the right to get what you want. Take everything for granted. It's so tempting. It's so tempting to be dishonest. It's so tempting to become selfish. People who fight for what is right steal and lie and kill because they're right. The midah of emes to the Jew is to be able to know I am right and they are wrong, even though they've got the upper hand. It's the way we survived over the generations, knowing we were right. We never had any doubt that we were light miles above our neighbors, despite the fact that they had the upper hand. All the anti-Semitic laws over the generations, we were treated like dirt. And yet, that never affected our own self-respect, our own self-confidence. We knew we were right. We knew we were bigger. We knew we were intelligent. We had a hard time looking at them as human beings. That's all part of emes. If we can be moved by their success, then it's not emes. If we can be jealous of their fame and their financial success, the way they carry themselves, we want to make it in their society. We have to at least play the game and buy into their values. Because we want to make it there, then we're compromising our emes. We're not emes. Emes is they've got the upper hand and we're struggling. And we're confident. And ultimately Hashem delivers. Ultimately, don't worry. But the test for us, the test for us is to be able to be the underdogs. To be questioned and threatened. To be vulnerable. To be victimized. And we know what's right. We know what's right. Doesn't make a difference. And above all, they will not be able to shake our integrity. We will not stoop down to their level. We are not going to turn into whom they are. That's all part of the test. And the place to be tested is in the world of Gashmius. Because on a certain level, it's a bit absurd that we have to struggle so much to be true in our learning. You know, if you take a step back, you got to ask yourself, this Yetzer Hara is crazy. Here I am, sitting and learning, wanting to know Emes, and I got this Yetzer Hara to give a false shot. So what am I doing? Yeah, if you're telling me it's a choice between learning and eating a cherry pie, okay. But the Yetzer Hara is trying to get me to learn and miss the pshat and miss truth. And read quickly and turn the page. And feel good that I turned so many pages. And know deep down that I don't really know what I just read. It's the craziest. Out there in the world, it's pashut that that's what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do. Out there it's simple that the Yetzer Hara is trying to challenge us. Alright, leave the Beis Medrash of MS, now you're in the street, forget your MS. Now you're dealing with subhumans because you're learning and they're not. And besides, you just got to get it over with and get back to your learning. That's simple that the Yetzer Hara is trying to get you, l'shem shamayim, to compromise on your integrity. It's all one big struggle. The struggle of a Ben Torah is the struggle for truth. Truth in his reading of every situation. Truth in the way he deals with others. And of course, truth in his learning. Emes, that is Yaakov Avinu. He is the Jewish Av. Inasmuch as Gmilas Chasadim is the sign of the Jew, it's hereditary, it's in our genes. There's never been a Jewish community without a kupas stoka, without a fund, without social services. But still, we've got others that claim they have something to do with it. Many nations are B'nai Avram on a certain level. The one thing that is absolutely Jewish is the struggle for emes. Someone was telling me the other day, it's not the first time I heard something like it, but this was sweet. He picked some guy up, brought him in for Friday night Suda. The whole Suda, the guy kept asking him, but tell me, could you show me the nightlife in Jerusalem? The whole Suda, he said, I want the nightlife. He said, don't worry, I'll get you the nightlife. After the Suda, he says, come, let's take a walk. And he brings him to the mirror. Late Friday night. There were still 200 bachrim sitting in the Beis Medrash. He says, this is the nightlife. This guy was a bit puzzled. Looks around, trying to figure out what is going on here. What exactly are people doing? You're studying. For what? Got a test coming up. They want to be wise. They're studying the Word of God. The guy scratches his head. Like he says, you want the nightlife? Come, let's sit and learn. Sat down, learned Gemara with him. He had a good time. He enjoyed it. And he was happy. He didn't ask to be taken anywhere else. But on the way out, he said, I don't get it. You mean people stay up nights to study this? What are they doing? Yeah, all right, I agree. It's enjoyable to use your brains. It's nice to ponder issues. What are they doing? To sit and learn. Does any other nation have such a thing? This is Yaakov Avinu. The idea of sitting and studying truth. Knowing emes. Where there's nothing more gishmak than finding the truth. What is it? This is ours and ours alone, and they don't have a clue. They can appreciate chesed. They can appreciate gvura, martyrdom for some belief. They cannot appreciate what emes is to the Jew. To sit and study for the sake of finding truth. About what? About everything. This is Yaakov. But for it to be real, we have to maintain that outside the walls of the Beis Medrash, or even within the walls of the Beis Medrash when dealing with one another. It's not just a struggle for survival. It's a struggle with ourselves to maintain truth, even though it seems like the world is so harsh, even though it seems that everybody who stands for Sheker seems to be successful and we struggle. And we will not join them. We will not adopt their tactics. We will remain emes. Because to us it is the most important value. You can steal from us, but you can't steal our truth. You can't steal our emes. I'm not sending you out there to do business. I'm not even suggesting that you talk politics. Keep your nose in the Gemara because that's what we're all about. But make sure you're really being transformed. And exhibit in the way we deal with one another, in the way we look at life, and even in the way we conduct our learning. And that includes Sdorim, keeping Seder. It includes integrity in the material and integrity in what I'm trying to accomplish. Taking some sense of responsibility. What is it that I want to know? And making sure I get it. Living with emes. Not just hanging around. Living with emes. Emes in what we're trying to accomplish. Emes in why we're learning. And emes in how we learn. And then finally, emes, in the way we treat everybody. Because even though chesed is the mark of the Jew, the fiber of the Jew is emes. The fiber of the Jew is truth. And you know, it's the same with Hashem. Olam chesed yibaneh. We said that the midah of Hashem that is responsible for the existence of everything other than Himself is chesed. But chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. When He signs His name is emes. The fiber of Hashem, if you can use that expression altogether, is emes. It's truth, it's reality. An understanding of Hashem is a pursuit of truth. And that's what Jews do all the time. We're always learning and always maintaining our emes. 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 That's what we are. Just truth.